You're listening to The Naked Scientists with me, Ginny Smith, and with Chris Smith. In a moment, the company who've made real-life robocops to replace police and security officers on patrol.
Before that, do the cutting-edge technologies that we've been discussing to detect drugs and other dangers mean that more traditional practices, like the use of sniffer dogs, for example, have had their day?
Well, hopefully not, because Sergeant Owen Rogers from the Cambridgeshire Police Dog Unit is here to tell us how our furry four-legged friends can help us out. Hi there, Owen.
Hello there.
So we often see sniffer dogs at the airport, but what exactly are they looking for?
Well, they'll be looking for a number of different substances. We have dogs that detect explosives, and we have other dogs that will be looking for drugs or cash or weapons.
Why do you use dogs? Is it because of their particularly good sense of smell?
Yeah, dogs have massively enhanced sense of smell over humans, and also they can detect such small traces of any substance that might be being imported into the country.
Just how good is their sense of smell compared to ours?
It's not exactly known. Estimates vary between 100 and 1 million times better Wow. sense of smell than humans. It all depends on two things within the dog. First being the size of the olfactory membrane. Estimates reckon that a German Shepherd dog would have 100 million olfactory cells in comparison to a human's 5 million olfactory cells. But it's not just that. It's the area within the brain that is set aside for the detection of smells. And once again, it's massively enhanced in a dog than a human. Again, estimates are about 10% of the brain in a dog and about 0.25% in a human.
As well as being able to smell all these different smells, they'll actually be able to tell them apart as well.
Scent discrimination is what we call it. So, for instance, a dog will be able to tell constituent ingredients of any substance, whereas a human could just smell the entire substance. For instance, tomato ketchup, we would just smell tomato ketchup, but a dog would smell all the E numbers, the sugar, the tomatoes themselves and the salt.
Are there certain dogs that are better at this than others, certain breeds?
We tend to use gun dog breeds because of their level of drive. So we'll use Spaniels or Labradors. Sheepdogs are used, but generally gun dog breeds, even up to the Continental Pointer breeds.
I guess a Chihuahua wouldn't be quite as intimidating either.
Intimidation isn't a particularly high on the list, but a Chihuahua, I think, would, due to its size, find it difficult to cover the area, yeah.
How do you go about training a dog to become a sniffer dog?
It's not just the breed that counts, it's the actual dog. And once you've identified a dog that has sufficient drive, you then introduce the substances and you make the dog interested in the substance by rewarding it for sniffing the substance in question.
So lots of dog biscuits.
Well, personally, I'm not in favour of biscuits, but a tennis ball goes down very, very well indeed. And you will condition the dog essentially to stare at the source of the scent until the delivery of a ball. So dogs are not that intelligent and they will actually think that the ball will appear from the source.
How do you stop them getting distracted if someone had some tasty dog treats in their pocket or something?
Well, that is very important. However, for some reason, dogs just take to it and they are so driven by the delivery of their toy or the praise or whichever other method of reward we give them that they will avoid those distractions.
Can you give me an example of something that the dogs have found?
We've recently had a very, very large find of heroin, the street value of which would have funded the existence of the dog section for many, many years. Another excellent job was an armed robbery where one of my handlers arrived, tracked the robber from the scene to his home address. They then found him, and then he got his other dog out and found the weapon that had been used in the robbery. So it's the whole thing that was all down to that one handler.
Do you think there's any way, if you wrapped it in sort of lots and lots of layers, that you could ever hide the scent of something?
Well, you have to be so forensically aware in order to ensure that there are no leakages of anything. And there is no scent without moisture. And as a result, over time, substances will dry out. So yes, there are ways of doing it, but you've got to be very, very good.
And how long does it take to train the dog? And is it a case of once it's trained, then it's good to go for years and years and years? Or do you have to keep refreshing them?
It depends on what you're trying to achieve. But for the sense to become imprinted within the dog, it can take just a matter of a few weeks. But yes, you have to refresh the dogs very, very regularly just to reinforce the reward for the find that they have.
Owen, have you got tons of this stuff at home for personal consumption?
I've got loads of it.
Have you really? No, and you must presumably have this material in the workplace and in the car for dog retraining.
Yeah, we do hold substances and they are used regularly for training, yes.
Owen, thank you very much. Owen Rogers, who is from Cambridgeshire Police Dog Unit.